Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there at the Dodd Zach building in the Grand Center area, right here in St. Louis, Missouri. They come by this Friday and every Friday, July 28th. They'll have new records in store from Alice Cooper, Arcade Fire, Iron Maiden, Rings of Saturn, and a whole lot more. Find a full listing of details and shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Also this year, Music Record Shop is the official record store of Lutefest 2017. So get involved, go on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and follow them along and figure out how you can win some free Lutefest tickets coming up. So get involved, support local, shop local. Check out musicrecordshop.com. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it?
Hi, I'm Tori Casey.
And I'm Tisa Easby.
And you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today at BB's Jazz, Blues, and Soups in St. Louis, Missouri, with Tori Casey and the Southside Hustle.
Hey,
welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
I guess we probably should properly introduce everybody. If you want to go on the mic and say hi.
Hi, my name's Tori Casey.
My name is Tisa Easby.
I'm Brad Waller.
Yeah, this is fun. I mean, like, I just I know I've known Tisa a little while. We've talked about trying to work this thing out, and but I just got to see the band for the first time, maybe a week ago, I guess that was, at Broadway Oyster Bar.
Yeah,
and that was a whole lot of fun getting to take it all in and see you guys do it all live.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was like you guys just bring a ton of energy to the stage and.
Yeah.
Have a great collection of songs that you play, you got an original EP that I listened to, and I love that too. So it's really exciting stuff going on for the band, and I'm glad to be here today with you all and talk about all this stuff. So
yeah, we're excited
to be
here
too.
Yeah,
thank you. So I guess let's start with how does this group come together? I mean, where does all this get started for you guys?
Well. You know, Tori Casey, what I did was I put together this awesome group where rhythm and blues driven, funk, good times. And I know Brad, he's been with me for about a little over a year. Miss Tisa and I, we've been on and off for 3 years now.
Yeah, it's been 3 years. Wow.
It's been that long. You know, once we got the initial core group, then, you know, from there we just now started getting the ball rolling and playing some interesting clubs around St. Louis and Festus. I'm originally from Festus, Crystal City area, but once we came up here, you know, we got the ball rolling and we don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah. You're saying, you know, kind of the funk and blues and everything. Like, that's what I love about listening to your live show and then listening to the EP too. Like, there, you know, it's all represented. I mean, you got a little hip hop flavor, you got a little R&B, you got funk, you got some horns, you got, you know, there's just so much sound going on inside all these songs, and it's a lot of what I love about it. Like, you know, I hate when you get a record and it's like 12 tracks of the same thing. You know,
right.
It's like, so there's so much variety going on, and yeah. So that's what I love about what you guys are doing too.
We love the variety, like, because we like all kind of music, you know. Right. So I think that album incorporated a lot of what we all like, you know. Because I grew up singing nothing but R&B, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I ventured out and met these guys, and I was like, oh, I got to get on that funk train, you know. Yeah. So I got on that funk train, and I ain't stopped since, so.
Yeah.
Very. I dig it. And I feel like if I'm not sweating on stage, I'm not doing anything. And I sweat a lot, especially on stage.
Well, it does seem like, you know, you're saying you guys kind of new to St. Louis, in a sense, but it does seem like you guys are kind of coming on in a hurry, you know, like, yeah. I mean, you got some big shows coming up this for the closing out the year, and you got a lot of things happening, and it's just, you know, it definitely seems like it's happening very quickly.
Well, we like it quick.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, once that ball started rolling, yeah. You know, we're just going to have to roll with it. You know, one exciting thing that we got going on this next Saturday, or excuse me, August 12th, we got Festus's annual, 7th annual Blues and Funk Festival, which that festival will start. I was involved all 7 years.
I've done it for what? It's the third year?
Third year for you, second year for Brad. And, you know, Festus is pretty supportive when it comes to rhythm and blues, and no one knew that there would be a market for blues down there. And so this year, headlining by Marquise Knox. And so anybody that's listening to this from the Festus area, you guys already know that West City Park, August 12th, it's going to be a party down there. So,
party in the park.
That's right. That's right. And then from there, like, we're super excited about being involved in the 22nd annual Big Muddy Blues Festival. Yeah.
We went last year.
I know.
We need to get on this.
I've gone for, like, I'm not even exaggerating, 16 years. Mm-hmm. I remember my daughter was in a stroller. Strolling around. You guys ever push a stroller on that cobblestone down there?
No.
I'll tell you what. And she's 17, you know, yeah. So it's super excited to be involved in the Big Muddy Blues Festival. 50 local St. Louis based bands, all rhythm and blues. It's amazing. And the historical fact of how long this event's been going on.
Sure.
Super exciting.
I think that's one of the great things about this year is it's all local talent as opposed to having to bring in a national headliner. I think it really showcases how much talent St. Louis has when it comes to rhythm and blues.
And I think there needs to be more of that. You know what I mean? But I guess once a year is not that bad.
Tons of talent in St. Louis.
Yeah. Yeah, they did I talked to Jeremy Siegel Moss, who's been a big part of all this, and he was saying that, you know, last year was their first year doing all local, and it went over so well, like they had like record turnouts and stuff, and so that's like they were like, yeah, we're doing it again this year, and like, and there's no reason not to. I mean, we have world class talent right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's really cool to give them all a big stage to showcase what the city can do, because like I said, even though we call them local bands, these people tour the world and everything else and stuff.
Right.
So
that's right. And there's so much talent. I mean, wow. You know,
yeah, we 50. Want to get a better name for St. Louis. You know what I mean? We're known for a lot of things, but I'd like for us to be known as a very musically talented city, you know.
For sure.
Because I grew up with rhythm and blues, and my grandpa played the harmonica, and I used to sing Gladys Knight to him. It was his favorite artist in the whole wide world, and I used to always sing the best thing that ever happened to me to him.
Yeah.
Because he was the best thing that ever happened to me, you know.
Labor Day weekend on Laclede's Landing, 50 bands. So, I mean, you guys go check that out. I'm sure you're going to find something you like.
Right. we found a lot we liked last year.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I was like, wow. It was just so much going on. And I was like, man, I've been missing out. Like, that was the first time I'd ever been there.
Well, they said six stages?
Yeah.
Six stages.
Three indoor, three outdoor.
Oh, they got some indoor. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't even know about
that. Yeah, they use like some of the restaurants there. They'll set up inside the restaurants, and so it's a nice little thing. You can some are more intimate, and then some of the big main stage kind of things on the end there. But it's cool. I like it a lot. I had a really good time last year doing it. This year you got over 50 groups, but you got Marquise Knox, Jeremiah Johnson, John McVay, Green McDonough Band.
Yeah.
you know, the list goes on. I mean, it's going to Kim Massey, I think, is kicking off Friday night with a free show with Boo Boo Davis. So
yeah, I was going to come down and check that out.
Yeah. So for Friday night, there's a free show, and then Saturday and Sunday, I think it's $10, get you in the door. And so, yeah, I think Jeremy said it's like something like 27 cents a band or something like that. You know, it's like
that's a lot of talent for $10. Yeah, right. You guys.
Yeah. It's a pretty good deal for all those bands.
Definitely.
And we're super excited to be involved.
Like, yeah, that's
and, you know, with all that talent, like, we're going to have to bring our A game so we can shine, so we can, you know.
Well, that was, you know, I'm sure it will be a similar thing for you, but, you know, I've seen John McVay and Green McDonough Band in, you know, smaller stages and stuff, but, like, seeing them on the big stage at you know, a Big Muddy and stuff, giving them like this big crowd to play in front of, like they came to life and like brought so much to their show, and it was like so much fun to watch them, like just to, you know, be in that spotlight and stuff. Oh, yeah. So it's like
you definitely feed off the energy.
Yeah, right.
And you know, you just share the love, you feel the love from the crowd, you know, you respond likewise, and just and it's kind of,
that's what we plan to do.
Yeah,
that's right. That's
that
right.
Is what we plan to do.
We're on the Morgan Ford stage.
Morgan stage.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, we got prime real estate, so
sure.
We're going to definitely rip the roof off of that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Well, along with Big Muddy, you also have another big festival coming up, including Funkfest.
Funkfest, this is my third year involved. Now,
this
three
is my
year,
second year? This will be my second year, yeah.
Now, 3 years ago, I know that Mr. Coco, they ended up bringing in Broadway Oyster Bar, BB, because I know it was down there at the Oyster Bar every year. I've gone to this event a lot, too. And once they brought in BB's and Beal, you know, we got the nod about 3 years ago. So just really excited to be involved in that, too. Man, a lot of great acts there, always. So, now the details aren't really out on Funkfest yet, but I'm looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, that was fun last year.
That'll be September 22nd and 23rd weekend?
22, 23, yeah, which usually it's on a Saturday, Sunday, but now they're doing a Friday, Saturday, and it, I mean, it's gonna be a great time. It always is. I know that most of your listeners probably heard of Funkfest, you know, and Andy Coco and all those people that have a lot to do with putting that on, they really go overboard on how much love and you know, that they put into. Same thing with the Big Muddy. Like, the, you know, these people that are putting on these festivals, even the Blues and Funk and Festus, the Friends of Festus Park, people that put on these festivals, they really, blood, sweat, and tears go into these things, guys. Like, we don't realize how much promotion and paying the bands and providing just water for 50 bands.
Yeah.
You know, just bottled waters for 50 bands. You know, we don't realize how much time and effort goes into these things. And I'm just really glad to be involved.
Me too.
Really fortunate and blessed.
I've done more in the past 30 years than I think I've ever done. But I didn't start out singing with a band, so, you know. When I finally got that itch, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to keep doing this. Because it's so much fun, the energy. And when we were with the band before,
because
I got with them years ago with, what was it, Tongue and Groove?
Tongue and Groove.
And it was just a bunch of us, and we just have a party on stage. And I was like, oh, man, this is the best.
I feel like we rolled that energy right over with us.
I think we did.
Tori Case in the Southside Hustle, like, if you guys haven't had a chance to come out and check us out, you'll see what we're talking about. It's very energetic. We like to keep it funky and keep people moving.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned we're here recording at BB's, and another date to add to your calendar, you will be back here at BB's on August 24th.
That is correct.
And you guys are, it's like a
last Thursday of the month.
Once a month here now, right?
Yeah, we got a residency at BB's. Mr. May and all the good people.
One of the best venues in St. Louis.
One of my favorite venues growing up.
Well, there's something too, like, you know, let alone it's a great city, but it's such a historic, you know, there's so much history on that stage. Like, you know, like, it's just kind of a, imagine, you know, I've never been actually been on that stage, so it's like, but I mean, it's got to be kind of surreal when you step up there and realize
how much history has been up there. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and all the pictures and all the memorabilia, you know. When I first came in here, I was like, wow, I'm just standing there just looking at walls and people are walking by. I'm just like, don't mind me, you know, just looking around because
it's like a museum. It's it's a museum that's living and breathing, still playing rhythm and blues music, and it's an amazing place. I love the atmosphere when I walk in here.
Yeah.
The last Thursday, almost the last Thursday up till December, January, we're going to be BB's. And this whole neighborhood on Thursday nights is going to, it's a good time down here downtown.
The St. Louis Blues District, I mean, maybe it's not as big as Memphis or Nashville, but still, any night of the week, you can come down here and,
find some
live
music.
The Oyster Bar.
Seven nights a week, all three of them.
Any night of the week, you can find great music, great
I think
talent.
The way it's going will be just as big as what they're doing down there, too.
Yeah. They call this Blues Row.
Yeah. Really? I didn't know that.
I
think they somebody was telling me they call it Blues Triangle because the former Triangle between the three. So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The Bermuda. Bermuda Blues Triangle. Yeah. you guys go out and get lost down here.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I love, just walking down Broadway or 7th, and like you hear music pouring out of one side of the street, you got music pouring out of the other side of the street, Cardinal fans running around, traffic's crazy. It's
Blues fans running around.
St. Louis downtown, man. It's I call it home.
Yeah. You can keep up with Tori Casey and the Southside Hustle on Facebook. You can get on there, and then you also you guys are on the Bands in Town app, so if you have that on your phone, you can follow along and keep an eye on where they're playing at in a town near you.
Yep.
Like I said, we do have the trains passing by now.
Curious.
Extra St. Louis flavor for you.
Yeah. Right.
I did mention you have a 5-song original EP. So along with it, you might hear a lot of covers at these bar sets you do and stuff, but the original I love too. Like, it's just like, it's a really great collection of songs. Like I said, it's a little bit of everything on here. So between you're going to get a little blues, a little, rock, a little R&B, a little soul, everything is all there. And so it's really cool. Yeah, the collection you guys have on that.
We had a great time recording that EP. Like, we put a lot of time and effort and money into that. Yes, 5-song EP. But we plan on doing some more recording. You guys, it's available on iTunes and Google Play and CD Baby. If you guys, we got physical copies if you come to the shows. It's a nice round mix of some funk, blues, there's some hip-hop in there.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, my first group, I was in a hip-hop group. Yeah. I was in a hip-hop group. So,
even your live show, like I heard you guys doing a little Snoop Dogg.
And we do whatever the party calls for.
Sure.
Whatever it takes.
Great.
That was, speaking of that live show, that was one of my favorite moments. Like, I think it might have been the first song you guys started would be, you did, Hit the Road Jack. I'm sure you guys hear it, but it's a lot of fun watching you two go back and forth on that song. And it creates a real fun vibe in the room, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, wow. It's fun to do.
Yeah.
Tori and Tisa have some really good interaction on stage. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Well, they said that we were musically married.
Yeah,
somebody, it was at the South Broadway Athletic Club. We did a show there, and this guy, and we were actually just outside jamming, and
right.
He was playing the guitar, and what was I singing, Love on the Brain?
Yeah.
Some guy's like, so how long y'all been musically married? I was like, what? Wait a minute, what'd you say?
we're not musically married, but we are. That is my soul sister, And when Tisa came into the band, she just added a new vibe, a new energy. And if you guys ever get a chance to hear this woman sing out loud, my God, you will be a fan too. I told her the other day, I feel like I'm Tisa's biggest fan.
Yeah.
And when she came,
actually, the mom is, but you know.
Okay.
Don't say that in front of her. Because she'll be like, what?
Ever get a chance to hear this woman belt, she's a belter, and
sure.
That's what she does. She has a great voice and a great energy, and she's so humble. She won't even realize the amount of talent that she has. And when
I've been doing it for so long, and it's like I started out being so nervous to even do anything, and I used to get so scared to get on the stage, and I just freeze up. So I used to take my glasses off so I wouldn't see reactions on people's faces because I have very bad vision. So I take my glasses off. I can't really see what your face is doing, you know.
So
just started belting out that way. And then I was like, oh, okay, I think I'll leave my glasses on now, you know. So I still get nervous, but I love it. So I just get up and do it, you know.
Yeah.
And like, I started off singing with a bunch of hip-hop artists, doing a lot of hooks and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, I need to convert to do something else. And recently I just was with Paul Niehaus, and we're working on a track for the Blues Compilation.
Yeah, Paul's the man.
He is. He's pretty awesome.
And that, I love it down there at Blue Lotus Recordings. It's a nice room.
Yeah, just down another day. He's pretty dope.
Have you ever had him on the show?
Yeah. Paul's been on several times now. Actually, he's been on as an artist, and he's also brought along Gene Jackson, Roland Johnson, and Everett Dean. And he sat in on all those three episodes as a producer for their records and stuff.
Yeah,
and
he's getting some pretty good national notoriety, and it's really excited for him.
And he's also been on with Letter to Memphis, his other band and stuff. So I was like, he's been several appearances on the show over the last 3 years.
Yeah, I definitely want to work with him on
an album. Yeah, I was talking. I think when I walked in the door, I told you. It's been a while since I've been down here at BB's, but I do have memories of seeing Matt Hall and the Deep Fried 2, and Paul was in that band with Matt, and so I would see him up there on stage and stuff, so speaking of Paul. So we got the CP available online on iTunes and all that stuff, physical copies of the show, like you said. I want to share some of these songs, so the... First, the opening track. Again, this is kind of the funk one. If it ain't funky, or if it ain't.
If it ain't funky. Right. You gotta say it funky. Yeah. Like, you can't just be like, if it ain't funky.
All right.
You gotta say it funky. Because it's funky.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, it was a great song to record. We have a full horn section led by Charlie Serpa. Charlie was in original member of the Southside Hustle, and he's playing all over town with the People's Key, and we had Mike Morano on the drums on this recording, and he's playing all over the place.
He was playing last night.
Yeah, man, and those guys, I was very fortunate to meet them, and we went to the studio and had a really good time recording it, and learned a lot, and we hope the best for those guys and all their pictures.
Yeah, it's some talented players for sure.
Oh, yeah. And those guys are working almost every night. You know, both Charlie and Mike, they're like the dynamic duo. They're right around St. Louis.
this. You keep it. If it ain't funky, then you know I don't want no part of it. Take all.
Where'd you guys record at?
Sherpa Studio in Bridgeton.
It's not Bridgeton. It's Brentwood. It's on Brentwood, too.
Man, that was a really cool studio and a really good experience.
Yeah, he's got that place decked out. It's very professional.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nice. I like the big band room when you guys were in there, and I was like looking through the glass like, this is cool. And I like, I took a couple selfies in the...
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you guys get a chance, listen to the record, and we like feedback too. If there's, you know, if you guys, if you like it, you don't like it, let us know. We like to hear. I like to hear your opinion.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is not going to be our last recording. You know what I'm saying? We're already in works on writing new material to get back in the studio and try it again. You know.
Oh yeah.
It was my first studio venture, and I'm really, really satisfied and really happy on how it came out.
I've been in several studios, and I kind of got myself really familiar with being in the studio and the sound booth and all the equipment, which I know nothing about. But I was like, "Oh, that's cool! How do you do that?" You know. But it's almost like a surreal experience, you know, being in a big or just, I mean, even a small studio, you know.
You guys can go to SoundCloud and listen to it. Take a listen. Tell me what y'all think. We want some feedback. So
all right. One of my favorites, listened to a couple times on the way down, just kind of getting in the mood and everything. I was listening to Becky, and this
Becky's
one.
A party song.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's definitely a party.
Oh, my God.
Becky. Yeah, man, that was fun to write. I actually wrote that song with me and my kids, and we had, I have teenage kids, and we had a good time writing that song.
What, did you already have that hook in mind, or
no.
Or did that kind of come after writing some of the lyrics?
No, that's what stemmed the whole song was. It's like a spinoff of Baby Got Back, and me and my kids were joking around, and that's how it was. My daughter was like, "Oh my God!" And me and my son was like, "Becky." So we had fun recording that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
one that's just my type. Every nail just right, blue jeans, skin tight, almost intoxicating underneath these club lights. Came up from behind, I ain't about it, got declined. I got haunted in a diamond, I could tell she didn't mind it. Tried to hold composure, she just kept on moving closer, always fast and never slow. And then she did that ass on her.
She's begging,
oh my god, look at that butt.
It was cool, and if you guys listen to it, it's a fun song. You know, it doesn't, you don't read too much into it. It, you know, it's yeah. not. The song was fun. It's fun. We still have fun performing it,
yeah.
And so yeah, check that out. That was
true.
That was fun to do.
Yeah, that you think he's ever? You think you could get a copy to him or something? Sort of mix
yeah.
along.
Yeah,
see what he thinks.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
He'd probably get sued.
I don't know. Who knows where he is these days?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm sure he's still doing something
right.
with music.
Yeah, well, that's what the era we came up. We came up
right.
in the hip hop era.
Sure,
you know, I came up listening to hip hop. So
there's a lot, like even that, you know, with that song and everything. Like there's some of these, like I just imagine, like, you know, almost hearing like Nate Dogg on the hook or something. You know,
yeah.
on some of the stuff. You know, just
right.
feel like. It's such a iconic I miss Nate Dogg, but like you know, such iconic like '90s hip hop kind of sound to some of that stuff, and like and you know, it seemed like Nate Dogg was on the hook on every one of those songs and
yeah.
for a while.
Yeah, he was the man to go to.
Yeah,
we were talking about that the other day.
You sure were.
Yeah.
That's funny. You said
yeah.
that.
But yeah, that's again, it's just a fun party song. It'd be get everybody up dancing. I'm sure at the Funk Fest and Big Muddy and all that stuff.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And then we want to also share a song called Guitar in My Bed, which is closes out the record, and this is kind of more your traditional blues in a sense.
We're showing the other side of
yeah,
the coin.
Right.
Not as happy.
It tells a good story, though.
It does.
I'm sure a lot of people in the blues industry can relate to it.
I knew it from the first time I picked up a guitar that I'm a blues man. I didn't want to be a blues man. I was already a blues boy. As soon as I, the first song, I knew what I wanted to do. So it's cool to incorporate a lot of other stuff in there. But traditionally, you know, I like to pay homage to the blues. And that's where my heart is. That's where my love is. So. And that's what I'll probably be doing till the day I pass on.
Yeah.
So if you guys get a chance to listen to that,
yeah.
man, it's a blues song, and there's some truth behind the story. And you know,
he always says true story.
It's a true story.
Maybe not in the same sense, but close.
You know, it's just a great 12-bar blues, man.
Sure.
this old guitar laying next to me in the bed. Yes, I woke up early this morning, people, with this old guitar laying next to me in the bed. And I didn't hear a word she said. Words weren't exchanging. Then my baby left on happy home.
You talked about kind of starting in hip hop, kind of thing. Was it, how do you, you know, where's that drive, the push to get you go to take more of this blues kind of route and stuff.
What's cool about starting in hip hop, you never have a problem with finding lyrics.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't write lyrics. I never have a problem with lyrics because of my hip hop background. So I use that, you know, like Guitar in My Bed, or even all the songs on the EP, like the really catchy hooks, really catchy choruses, weird ideas, really good ideas. I really use that from basically my hip hop background. I yeah. never had a problem with coming up with something to say.
Yeah.
I'm really fortunate about that. I know that a lot of great musicians around here, like, they just can't come up with lyrics.
Right.
And I've never had a problem with that. Never.
Yeah. When you took these into the studio, like, and is this kind of how you'd already heard them, or do you guys did a lot of these kind of come together in the studio to come to life when you started recording them? And
no, like, a lot of ideas. No, but if you listen to it, there's a lot of, like, we did a little writing in the studio, but no, we came in prepared.
Yeah,
we came in prepared, and then me and Tisa, we had fun with coming up with melodies. And,
yeah.
And a couple other weird ideas in the studio that we just kind of wrote in the studio.
Yeah.
It was a fun experience, and right. I can't wait to get back in the studio and do it again.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about, you know, personalities on the stage, and mm-hmm. like the song Gold Digger.
Mm-hmm.
I turned into this gold digger in the middle of the song. And it's kind of funny because I kind of changed my voice up, and I'm like,
all right.
Yeah. Pretty fun to do.
Yeah, we just had fun.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of fun doing that. I was like, man, if I could do this every day, I'd be set, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know. We're not that fortunate, but we will be one day.
Yeah.
And we will definitely keep it moving.
Well, you were telling me before we got rolling, you guys were looking to maybe do some touring. Is that right?
That's right. I was looking into it, and just Missouri alone has so many cool venues, and that's something that I want to write off my bucket list. I want to at least take this show on the road.
Yeah.
and travel a little bit around the Midwest, just regional. I'm not talking about a nationwide tour, but just something regional. You know, but with that, you need leads and, you know, people out there that let you crash on their couch and reliable.
I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, so. And their music scene is not that big down there, you know. A lot of them go to Memphis, which is like, what, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours away from Little Rock to Memphis. But I got some couches I can sleep on down there. And I know some people down there with some venues that we could possibly bust through, so.
Yeah, well, I think I talk about a lot on this show, but that's sort of what's ideal about St. Louis being in the middle of the map. I mean, you can make a run out of, you know, hitting, you know, Memphis or Nashville or, you know, Chicago or whatever.
Right.
There's a lot of
everything.
Kansas
4 hours.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of bigger markets, you know, big markets, you know, within a couple hour drive. So, it's pretty ideal to tour out of. So, that'd be fun to get out there and kind of, you know, stretch your legs, see how the rest of some other people respond to the music and stuff too.
We always love to play in front of new faces too.
Yeah.
I love to play in front of new faces, just to see their reaction. You know, we got a lot of that coming up, but just to see, because if you guys ever see a Tory Case in the Southside Hustle show, it's so energetic. So when to be able to actually get a tour together. And get the ball rolling on it. A successful tour, you know. I know the first one's never successful, but I'm excited. I've been doing my homework, and I've been calling around, making some phone calls, and we're excited to at least attempt it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, man. That'd be fun. You're talking about writing for gearing up for maybe some more recordings. Is there anything in the works? I mean, are we thinking, early next year or something? Or do you have a time frame in
yeah,
mind?
Yeah, probably this time next year.
Yeah?
Yeah,
probably get started in the winter. It'd probably be released by this time next year.
Yeah.
We're hoping to do it full length.
Yeah.
This time. We love the EP, and we're just going to use it, and maybe a whole full length, maybe highlight Tisa more, have her sing a lot more leads on some things, and just, you know,
Yeah, I've been working on some solo stuff too.
We gotta save our pennies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta save our pennies. But I want to do an EP with just, you know,
sure,
some of the stuff that I've been doing for years. You know, I've got plenty of recordings. Like, I was listening to a recording, I was 19 years old. I was like, wow, I sound like a kid. But I was a kid, yeah. But I can totally hear how my voice has progressed, you know, over all of this time, you know. And I'm like, man, it's just kind of surreal to go back that far. It's like, huh, that's a great little song, but I probably wouldn't publicly release that one. I'm not going to even say the name of it. But,
yeah.
But it was fun, tell you that much.
Right.
But I've been writing a lot too, so, and I've been dealing with a lot of people that I grew up with, who are working with music makers. They're doing a lot of hip hop stuff, and I do a lot of hooks for them too. So,
yeah.
I'm just trying to stay out there, man.
Yeah, Keep going. Very cool. Yeah, I think that's fun. I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of these guys. I was thinking of Adam Hookey from Funky Butt. Just did, you know, he's done Funky Butt records, but he also just put out a solo record. And then I was thinking also within that solo record, there's one song, you know, it's his record, but he let Emily Wallace sing a song on it.
Yeah, I heard that album before he released
it.
Yeah,
it's a great
record. He was like so nervous to let me hear it. He's like, you're a great singer, but I want you to hear something.
Yeah.
It was late night. We were just, you know, kind of hanging out. And I was like, wow, dude, is that you? Like, it was so different. His voice changed so much on that album. And
right.
I was like, man, that is so creative. He's so funny and so
sure.
fun, so.
But, you know, I thought that was a cool idea, though. You know, I'd like to be able to step out as a solo and do your thing, but you still come back to the group and do that. So it's like, you know, it's cool to see people getting creative in different ways like that. So
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, we all came from different backgrounds and different bands. So, you know, I support my musicians and all their creativity and everything
exactly.
that they do.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Again, get plugged in on your Facebook and everything else. You can follow Tori Casey and the Southside Hustle. Keep up with all the dates. Check out the record. Again, the EP online on your iTunes and Google Play, CD Baby and all that fun stuff. And hopefully Tori Casey and the Southside Hustle will be coming to a town near you on tour. So
tell
some friends about it. Tell them to come, you know, book them. Come to your town.
Yeah.
Like the band.
Like the band on Facebook. You know.
You know.
We've had a bunch of likes lately. We're like, wow,
right.
It's kind of like amped up.
Really. I'll tell you what, St. Louis has welcomed us with open arms, and we really appreciate everything that, even this podcast, we appreciate you. Thank you for inviting us. And
Shane's pretty cool, dude.
Oh, dude. I'll tell you what, Rock Paper Podcast, my favorite podcast to listen to. And I'll tell you this, folks, we're going to see you guys out, and we got a lot of big stuff coming up, and we can't wait to see each and every one of y'all. We want to see your faces in the place.
Thank
you guys so much. Thank you guys so much, and thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks,
thank
Shane.
You. Appreciate it.
We really appreciate it.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.